안녕하십니까? 고등학교 2학년 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가 안내 방송입니다. 잠시 후 모의 대학 수학 능력 시험 고등학교 2학년 3교시 영어 듣기 및 말하기 평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 방송 담당 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 듣기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What are you doing, Amy?
I'm looking for a part-time job, so I'm browsing the classified ads.
Why? Do you need some money?
2번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
John, have you packed for your trip tomorrow?
No, I haven't started to pack. I have no idea what to carry.
Let me help you. First of all, you have to pack a first aid kit.
3번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Do you like model airplanes? Then you may be interested in drones, the small airplanes that you can control from a distance. But before you fly a drone, you should check any regulations first. Many places have rules about the use of drones. The first one is that you should not use them for commercial purposes. Often, it's illegal to install a video camera on the drone. Also, you should choose the place you fly it very carefully. If your backyard is near a dormitory, flying a drone in your backyard is illegal. So, you should check the parts of your city where drones are allowed and fly yours only in those areas.
4번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Grace, I heard that you won the first prize in the essay contest. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so happy to get the prize.
I heard you prepared a lot for the contest. Do you have any tips?
Well, I just read a newspaper every day.
Reading the newspaper? That sounds boring and difficult.
It might feel that way at first, but if you keep reading it, you'll find it interesting to find out what's happening around the world.
But what's the relationship between reading a newspaper and writing a good essay?
Reading a newspaper regularly helps you choose topics you're interested in. You can also learn how to organize your thoughts in a logical way.
I think you have a good point. I'll read a newspaper from now on.
Good. Who knows? You could win the first prize in the next contest.
5번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
What are you doing here at this hour?
I can hardly sleep. I can't stop thinking of today's game.
You can never turn back the clock. Get some sleep. You have two more games left.
I've beaten her twice. What seemed to be the problem with today's game?
Your opponent was very analytical today. She seemed to predict your move.
Yes, she did.
Besides, this is her home court. The crowd went wild whenever she scored, and it probably interrupted your play.
That's true. I couldn't concentrate on the game.
From the coach's box, I could feel that you couldn't focus on the game. Tomorrow, it'll be a different game if you do as I taught you.
I will. Thanks a lot.
6번. 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Greg. Look at this photo. Aunt Brenda invited us to her farm, and we helped her harvest potatoes. This was taken that day.
Let's see. This must be you wearing sunglasses.
Yes. I'm pointing at a bird with my finger.
Who's this girl standing with a stick?
It's not a stick. It's a farming tool. She's my cousin Ellie.
She's wearing a sleeveless t-shirt.
Yeah. And Aunt Brenda is holding a basket of potatoes.
Your aunt is wearing a scarf on her head. She looks like a person from a folk art photo.
That's exactly what I told her. Can you see this girl sitting on a small stool? She's my sister, Riley.
Oh, I thought she was a boy because of her short hair. How many potatoes did you harvest?
About 20 kilograms. Can you see the card in the middle of the picture? We filled it with potatoes.
It sounds like you had a rewarding experience.
7번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
I finally found you, Aiden. I've been looking for you all around campus.
For what? Has anything come up?
I heard you had got a good grade in Mr. Wilson's history class last semester.
Yes, he said my report was well written and gave me an A.
That's why I was looking for you. You know, I have to get my history report done by tomorrow.
So you need my help with the report?
That's right. I chose a topic about the Roman period and already finished the first draft.
You're very good. Then what's the problem?
I'm not sure that my report is well organized. Can you read my report and give me some opinions about it?
Sure. Just email me the report this evening. I'll send my opinions before midnight so you can revise your report.
Oh, thank you. It'll be very helpful to me.
8번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자의 생일 파티에 참석하지 않은 이유를 고르시오.
Good morning, Henry.
Good morning, Ellen. This is for you.
Oh, is it my birthday present?
Yes, I'm sorry I couldn't make it to your birthday party.
That's all right. So what happened? I emailed you an invitation card, and you said you would come.
I know. I was planning to come to your birthday party until I found out David was going.
What do you mean?
I had a severe quarrel with him a week ago, so I thought it would be uncomfortable to see him at the party.
I see. Now I can understand why you didn't come.
9번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Hello. Do you have Spanish dictionaries?
Yes. Do you have a specific dictionary in mind?
Not really. I'm taking a Spanish class for beginners, so I'd like something basic.
Then what about these two? The larger one is $30 and the smaller one is $20.
I'll take the smaller one. And I'd also like to buy a travel guidebook of Cancun.
This guidebook came out this fall. It's $25.
It looks a bit thin. I'd like a book with more information.
Then what about this one? It was published last year, but it provides a lot of information.
I'll take it. How much is it?
The list price of the guidebook is $30, but you can get a 50% discount on it today.
Great, I'll take it. Here's my credit card.
Ten. 대화를 듣고 남자가 테니스를 치러 가면 안 되는 이유로 언급된 것이 아닌 것을 고르시오.
Mom, I'm going out to play tennis.
No, no, you can't. You sprained your ankle playing tennis last time.
I was careless then. It won't happen again.
You're still coughing. I think you haven't fully recovered from your cold.
No need to worry, Mom. It's not that serious.
Justin, it's getting colder outside. I think it's not a good idea to exercise in such cold weather.
Mom, we're going to play at the indoor tennis court.
And think about it. They said the air is really bad today because of the fine dust.
It takes only 5 minutes to go to the tennis court. Besides, I already made a promise to play tennis with my friends.
Still, I want you not to go out.
Don't worry, Mom. I'll be more careful this time.
11번. 과학 연구 참여에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Do you want to do something meaningful? Then what about participating in our scientific study? We're doing a scientific study of memory and learning. We need 500 men to complete it. The study is being done at Yale University. Each person who participates will be paid $5 for 1 hour's time. All participants must be between the ages of 20 and 50. If you're interested, download an application form from www.yalepsychology.com and fill it out and upload it. You'll be notified later of the specific time and place of participation by email. I ask for your active participation. Thank you.
12번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 여자가 구입할 침낭을 고르시오.
Jaden, I'm looking for a sleeping bag for my trekking trip to Nepal. Would you recommend a good one for me?
Okay, they sell quality sleeping bags here at this store.
What should I consider first? The weight?
Of course, the one that weighs more than 3 kilograms would be too heavy.
I think so. What about the filling?
The sleeping bags filled with polyester are not good for winter trekking, although they're light and convenient.
Then I should choose the one filled with either down or feathers.
Yes, and you're not very tall, so you don't need a long sleeping bag.
Then I have to choose between these two regular-sized ones. Oh, there's a big price difference.
Down is much better than just feathers. If I were you, I'd choose the more expensive one. It can get really cold there in winter.
That's very true. I'll follow your advice. I'll take this.
13번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, ma'am. Can I help you?
Yes. I can't see the ATM screen clearly.
I can help you. What do you want to do with this machine?
I'd like to withdraw some money.
Do you have your bank card?
Yes. Here it is.
Please press the withdraw button first. Then insert your card and type in your PIN number.
Okay.
Sorry, but it says your PIN number is not correct.
Oh, I forgot it. What should I do?
Don't worry, ma'am. There's no rush. Think about your PIN number and try again.
Is it my birthday or my wedding day? Oh, I can't remember.
Good morning, Serena. You look a little tired today.
Well, I didn't sleep very well last night.
Why not?
I got angry at Tom and had an argument with him.
Oh, really? I hope it wasn't anything serious.
Tom invested our savings in stocks without asking my opinion.
Well, I heard investing in stocks is too risky these days. He should have been more careful.
It doesn't matter to me whether he invested in stocks or in other assets.
If not, then I'm wondering why you are upset with him.
Amy
is a salesperson. One day, while she's driving, she finds that something is wrong with her car. When she pulls over and gets out of the car, she notices that air is leaking from one of the tires. She thinks it must have a hole in it. She has a spare tire in the car, but she can't change the tire by herself because she's in a business suit. Just then, a truck approaches and a man rolls down the window. He asks what's the trouble. Amy explains the situation. The man says there's a car repair shop nearby and they may come to do the job for her. Amy wants to call the shop. In this situation, what would Amy most likely say to the man?
Do you like camping under the stars? It's lovely to escape everyday life and feel close to nature. It's helpful to know what to look at when choosing a campsite. First, choose a campsite that will have a minimal impact on the environment. Set up your tent on a durable surface like rock, bare ground, or sand to protect fragile areas. Next, pick a campsite in a good spot. Morning sun will dry your tent and warm you up. Afternoon shade will shield you from the hot sun. Avoid areas with lots of mosquitoes and grassy meadows, as fleas, ants, and other bugs likely live there. Last but not least, make sure to choose a safe location. In rocky areas, watch for snakes, spiders, and other crawling creatures. Also, don't camp at the bottom of cliffs with loose or falling rocks, and beware of areas that have lots of poisonous plants.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Do you like camping under the stars? It's lovely to escape everyday life and feel close to nature. It's helpful to know what to look at when choosing a campsite. First, choose a campsite that will have a minimal impact on the environment. Set up your tent on a durable surface like rock, Bare ground or sand to protect fragile areas. Next, pick a campsite in a good spot. Morning sun will dry your tent and warm you up. Afternoon shade will shield you from the hot sun. Avoid areas with lots of mosquitoes and grassy meadows, as fleas, ants, and other bugs likely live there. Last but not least, make sure to choose a safe location. In rocky areas, watch for snakes, spiders, and other crawling creatures. Also, don't camp at the bottom of cliffs with loose or falling rocks, and beware of areas that have lots of poisonous plants.
16번. 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 곤충이 아닌 것은? (18번) 이제 듣기 말하기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.